KMAQ Radio. My name is Luke Keyes, and the Just Talk, as well as News Director host here. And we're going to be having our conversation today with a member from the Jackson County Veterans Affairs Office. I have here in front of me, actually, I'll let you introduce yourself for those who may not be aware.
Sure. My name is Ruth Eldridge. I'm a Jackson County Veterans Affairs Administrator.
Okay. Well, it's great to meet you here. I don't think I've met you before, but great to have you on the talk show because I believe it's been a little bit.
Since been a while. Been yes, yes. Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
Yes, of course. I was going to say, I know one of the events coming up here, obviously you work with the VA's office. How long have you worked with the Jackson County VA?
I have been there almost 2 years now.
Gotcha. Okay. So, you know, for quite a little bit there. What made you, are you originally from the area as well?
I am not from the area, no. We moved after my husband got out of the military. We actually moved to this area for a job.
Okay. Well, that's very good to hear.
Yes.
I know one of the events that's coming up here with the Jackson County Veterans Affairs Office, and I know you guys do a lot, obviously, with veterans. You're in charge of a lot of the paperwork, handling them as well as also some events to put on for them. And I know you have one coming up here on April 20th. It's going to be in Bellevue, but again, kind of for the whole Jackson County area there. I'd love you to talk a little bit more about that, as I know that there is, you know, you do ask for registration for this as well.
Yeah, so we are having a very informal question and answer with the Jackson County Veterans Affairs Office. So myself and the Assistant Administrator Lucy Elliott will also be there. We're happy to answer any questions. We're going to have a light lunch, Bellevue Senior Center, Community Center, mm-hmm. from 11 to 2. And we are asking that people RSVP by calling the office at 563-652-0070.
Okay. And you want them to register by that Thursday beforehand?
Yes. If they could register by April 16th, that would be ideal. That way we know we have enough food and, you know, right. We never want to run out of that at an event.
No, food is, you never want to run out of food at an event like this. So with the Q&A for with the Veterans Affairs Office, what kind of prompted this? Is this something that's been done in the years past? Is it kind of a new thing?
I don't know, to be mm-hmm. honest. We just thought it would be great to hear what questions people have, because sometimes, you know, we don't know, you know, and if there's information that isn't correct, also we want to be able to you know, correct some of that information, give people the accurate information, see who's out there who may need help from us, who may want to connect with us but doesn't know how. Just a very informal meet and greet, question and answer. We might have some trivia questions with some prizes, so mm-hmm. you know, might be a good time to come out and.
So you said that that's going to be starting at 11 a.m. and then going around 2 p.m. So right around kind of that lunch hour.
Yes, right over that lunch hour. Yep.
Okay. And that's, you know, that's good to hear. I was going to say, so just kind of getting some questions here. What are some questions that, you know, obviously this mm-hmm. Q&A is kind of opening mm-hmm. for that, but I imagine you guys have probably received a few questions over the course that's kind of prompted this.
Yes. So we receive a lot of questions about what people might be eligible for, what you can file for, as far as, you know, even surviving spouses, you know, mm-hmm. Are there any benefits available for them? Presumptive conditions, you know, can I apply for presumptive conditions due to Agent Orange or, you know, burn pits, things like that. So just that basic information to get out there in front of people to let them know what's available to them.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's coming up there. Is there any plans? Is it going to be like kind of a yearly thing? You mean maybe like every half year or anything? Or is this kind of play it by ear?
I think we'll just play it by ear and see how it goes. You know, we're always evolving. We're always changing what we offer to try to reach, you know, as many veterans as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, that's always, you know, with the veterans and everything, they're, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times, obviously, they do a lot, but sometimes, you know, it seems like, you know, we can always do something for them as
yes.
well.
Yes, yep.
That's just, you know, giving them information, having them a chance to talk about the things or other family members as well is always good, because you can get confusing with some of the stuff like that.
It can, and things change, too.
Exactly.
So sometimes what you were told 10 years ago isn't what's accurate today, mm-hmm. or maybe there are new benefits available. So we always want to keep that in the forefront of people's minds.
Absolutely. So that's going to be on Tuesday the 20th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. RSVP by Thursday the 16th before. I do also know that you guys are having another event that same week on April 22nd.
Are.
So a little bit of a quick turnaround there.
Yes, yes. So we were invited to participate in the Senior Wellness Expo at the Maquoketa YMCA. So that'll be held April 22nd. 2nd from 10 a.m. to noon. This was an event that we did participated in last year as well. Mm-hmm. Clover Ridge Place, Jackson County Veterans Affairs, the Jackson County, Iowa Senior Citizen Center, and the Maquoketa YMCA all kind of get together to put on this event for the area.
I was going to say, could you give me just kind of a rundown? Obviously, the Senior Wellness Expo, what could people expect to see there?
So we're going to actually have information that's pertinent to seniors. Mm-hmm. So there will be a keynote speaker from Maquoketa State Bank talking about staying safe from online scams. So that's a big it's a big thing that targets all populations, yeah. You know, but especially seniors. There'll be several vendors at the expo. I had to think what to call it.
sometimes the words always seem to escape
words
you.
Were leaving me there. The Above and Beyond Hospice Home Care, ASAC, Care Initiatives Hospice, Clover Ridge Place, Heartland Hospice, Home Instead Senior Care, ISU Extension and Outreach, Jackson County Conservation, Jackson County Veterans Affairs, the Jackson County Senior Center, Maquoketa Care Center, Jackson Ridge Care, Maquoketa Public Library, Maquoketa State Bank, Mill Valley Care Center, Sunrise Villa, the Northeast Iowa Area on Aging, the RTA, the St. Croix Hospice, and the Visiting Angels of the Quad Cities are all going to be present at this event. So there's a lot of information that can be shared and a lot of community resources.
I was just going to say, I mean, you know, that's a pretty exhaustive list there of people that, yes. You know, have services for, you know, veterans and elders and, you know, seniors and just kind of all of that.
Yeah.
It's there because obviously, you know, a lot of veterans that are older, especially kind of in our area.
Sure.
Noticed, but just in general as well, you know, mm-hmm. It's always good to have that information.
Yeah, this event is not just for veterans. We're participating, mm-hmm. but it is also for seniors in Jackson County in that community.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And that'll be, is registration required for that one? Or is it?
No, registration's not required. Gotcha. You can drop in. It's a bit like a vendor fair. You can go around to the different tables and mm-hmm. get the information and talk to people face-to-face. That's important, I think.
Absolutely.
You know, be able to have that face-to-face communication.
Especially since, you know, sometimes it can be so confusing. Like, even myself, you know, can go to a website. It's like, okay, well, which website do I go? And then, you know, where on that website to find those resources.
Yes.
Just having someone, you know, be able to talk with you there, you know, get that information directly from them can be always beneficial to everyone there. And obviously, you guys are going to be participating as a part of that with alongside a lot of others. Well, that's good. I would say, is there anything else you want to mention about those two events? Or do you want to look to some of the other events that we have, that you guys have coming up as well?
Sure. We can. I know that there will be, so the Senior Wellness Expo, I know there's going to be some prizes. So, you know, you should come at least and get your name registered in those prizes. I do believe you have to be present to win. So, mm-hmm. But honestly, it was a great expo last year. We're looking forward to doing the same thing again this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, so this is, you know, last year was the first year that you guys had participated.
I believe it's the first year we participated mm-hmm. in it. I know they have done other things like this in the past, but I don't know if it's been a yearly thing.
Absolutely. So unless there's anything else coming up in April that you want to mention, I know that you also have an event coming up in May as well.
We do. We are very excited for our Veterans Appreciation Night at the Voice 61 Drive-In Theater. We did this last year as well. Voice 61 Drive-In has been kind enough to donate the use of the facility, and then also they are letting veterans and their family members in for free, and they're also offering 20% off the concession stands for veterans and their families, and every veteran gets a free small pop and popcorn as well.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event. We had it last year. It was so much fun. So that'll be Thursday, May 28th, and the gates will open at 6:30 p.m.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, obviously, there with going into that to the drive-through theater, do you know what kind of movie they'll be showing, or is that kind of as you get closer?
Yes, that is still up in the air. I wish that I could have announced it today, right. But unfortunately, we are still waiting on that sort of approval through the licensing.
Yeah, well, with a little over a month, you mm-hmm. know, there's still plenty mm-hmm. of time, and I'm sure that information will be coming out.
Yes,
But that's really nice, you know, not only for the veterans, but also for their families too. That, you know, that is a really good thing. You know, they can bring their, you know, is that immediate family? Does that extend to like grandchildren?
I think it extends to the veteran and their family members in their vehicle.
Gotcha.
That's how I look at it. So yeah, I mean, if a veteran wants to bring bring their grandkids. That mm-hmm. would be wonderful. We do check proof of service at the gate. So whatever kind of proof of service that you would mm-hmm. you would be able to show would be fine.
Yeah. And maybe unfortunately kind of have to make sure that those, you know, because sometimes those services can kind of be taken advantage of. Sure. Not that there really is a big thing, but always just got to make sure you cover
right,
your bases.
Right. Yeah. No, we were very last year it was a fantastic event, went off without a hitch, so we're hoping that it will be the same way. We also, before the movie, it's good to get there ahead of time because we do have vendors coming that can share information with veterans.
Okay.
So the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs, they are supposed to be coming and bringing the Iowa Liberty Bell.
Gotcha.
So that'll be
a really neat
thing. Yeah, so Clinton County Veterans Services and Scott County Veterans Services will also be there. So mm-hmm. for veterans that live in those counties, if you wanted to connect with, you know, with your county veteran
Absolutely.
Service officer, you could do that. The Vet Center will be bringing their Vet Center truck. So we have a lot of neat Quad City Student Veterans Advocacy Group will be coming, Women's Health and Family Services, Life Connections, Peer Recovery Services, Iowa City VA, Suicide Prevention will be there.
Mm-hmm.
The Area Substance Abuse Council and Iowa Compass. So those are the vendors that we know right now, and I'm sure closer to the event we might even get some more to come.
Yeah, no, those are all really good resources, and it makes sense, important to note that it's not just for Jackson County veterans, but this is for any veterans.
Correct. Yes, the Voice 61 Drive-In Theater wanted to make sure that we opened it to all, you know, all veterans in the surrounding areas, because
Absolutely.
It's important to share that information, you know, and to get veterans together to have an event that really celebrates them and thanks them for their service.
Absolutely. And then to have, a lot of different resources available there for
yes.
them,
yep.
from all over, they said Clinton and Scott mm-hmm. counties,
yep.
both will be there,
yep.
Iowa City and everything. Those are all great resources.
Yes.
So, you know, if someone is needing to get in contact, has thought about it, or honestly, maybe just mm-hmm. even wants to talk with them to see if they,
right.
if there is something that service or program that they can provide, that'd be
yeah.
exactly the place. And you get a free popcorn and soda and a movie alongside
yeah.
with it. I'd say
yeah.
that's a pretty good trade there.
It is. It's a great activity, and it's a great time to come. You know, even if you've never connected with a veteran resource before, and you're just curious,
yeah.
it's a great time. There's no pressure. There's no coming into an office. It's not that. It's just, you know, come have a good time. Talk to us if you would like to. We're here for you.
Exactly. And then enjoy the rest of the
Yeah. Enjoy your time and thank you for your service.
Absolutely. I was going to say, we do have to take a very quick break here to join up with Brownfield for the commodity update. But we will be continuing our conversation here with the Jackson County Veterans Affairs Office right after this. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back with more Just Talk in a little bit.
Soybeans and hogs are mixed. Cattle and corn are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Soybeans are mostly firm, basically seeing a bounce from yesterday, with May up 2.25 to 1164 and a half, and July 1.5 higher to 1179. Corn supported by the ongoing fuel and fertilizer concerns. May's up 4 at 444 and a quarter. July's 3 higher at 454. Live and feeder cattle are up, with box beef higher yesterday, getting ready for widespread direct trade. June live's 240 higher at 250.92. August is up 190 at 246.35. May feeders are 202 higher at 374.85. And hogs have turned mixed, adjusting spreads. June is up 22 at 103.35. July's 2 higher at 106.10. Brownfield.
Is your home's AC ready for spring? Call Bernie's Heating and Cooling for tune-ups or to install a new heating and cooling system. As a Lennox Premier dealer, they provide expert service, and it's an investment that pays off with lower energy bills. Plus, for a limited time, purchase a new qualifying Lennox system for up to $1,800 in rebates. Contact Bernie's Heating and Cooling today at 563-689-4328 or online at berniesheatinginc.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to KMAQ, and we will be continuing on the last quarter of our Just Talk conversation with the Jackson County Veterans Affairs Office, talking a lot about the events that they have coming up. You have two coming up just next week, and then one in May for, you know, veteran free movie for veterans and their families, also some good concessions that are available for them as well, and then plenty of resources. But I know one thing, obviously, with not just putting on these different events, but also a lot of just information for veterans as well as I know you guys also do a lot of claims for various different things. And you know how that process looks, because obviously with anything involving the government, there's a lot of paperwork.
Yes, there is. And I know we really encourage veterans, if you're thinking about filing a claim, give our office a call. Our phone number is 563-652-0070. We're available Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. So we like to have veterans to call and make an appointment. You can drop in if you just happen to be in town. We might be available, but we hate to have you wait if we aren't. You know, and come in if you just have questions. Just questions, you know, am I eligible for something? Or I applied for something, you know, 10 years ago, but it's gotten worse. Can I apply again? Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, we're more than willing to help you work through that process and to figure out, you know, how it all kind of goes together. And
I would say, what are some of the things that a veteran can make a claim on?
Sure. So there are presumptive conditions. So presumptive conditions basically mean that if you were in a certain location at a certain time period, these conditions are presumed to have come from your time in service.
Gotcha. So I know you made mention of like Agent Orange.
Yeah.
That would be available for people who served in Vietnam during that time.
Right. So, and there are some requirements based on that, but basically the VA makes that determination. So you could apply for, so one that is a presumptive for Agent Orange is hypertension. Another is diabetes. I'm trying to think of what some, there's several cancers that are presumptive for Agent Orange. And obviously we never want to see any of our veterans dealing with those issues. But if they are, and they can be tied to their time in service, then they can be eligible for a rating decision by the VA. Now, obviously the VA makes all those decisions. I have no control over any of the decisions that are made, but we do help to submit the forms to ask the VA the question, basically, is this service connected?
Just exactly, making sure, kind of being that, you know, liaison between the VA and the veterans themselves. Excuse me. A little bit of a tickle in my throat popped up all of a sudden.
Sure.
But kind of being that intermediary between the VA and the veteran themselves, ensuring that if there is anything that's kind of related to that, anything that is important that... Mm-hmm. would be, they could gain some kind of compensation or information from. That's something that you guys are, you know, are exactly there for.
Exactly. And it's nice that, you know, we have an in-person. You can come in, you can talk to us face-to-face, we can have that conversation, we can make those connections. Sometimes even just having the conversation with the veteran, you realize there are other things that, you know, they could file for that they just haven't thought of.
Yeah.
So those conversations, those face-to-face interactions are incredibly important.
I was just going to say, what would that look like if a veteran, you know, did call and make an appointment, they wanted to sit down, you know, how long would that process take? Are there kind of, you know, what's kind of the loopholes or the hoops they have to go through that you guys will help them through as well?
It really depends on the situation. Some claims are very straightforward and very quick to file. Other ones take more time to make sure that we recognize all of the conditions that they could file for. So sometimes claims can take a while, but one of the very first things that I recommend that every veteran does is if they have any idea that they want to possibly file a claim, we should fill out an intent to file form. So an intent to file form is incredibly important because it gives us a year to actually file a claim. And then if the claim is decided favorably, they might get back payment.
Got you.
So, I never guarantee back payment. I never guarantee anything.
Yeah, right.
You know,
can't
because,
really guarantee
because
anything
I can't,
there.
Right? Because I don't make the decision. But that intent to file is very important. It kind of holds that month for us. Mm-hmm. So then we have additional time to file a claim. If you don't file a claim, there's no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
But at least we have that sort of marker to timestamp to say, okay, now we have a year. Normally does not take a year to file. file a claim, but there can be some complicated cases where it could.
I was going to say, exactly, you said, you mentioned, you know, sometimes if it's just kind of one particular thing a veteran needs help with, you can get that file probably maybe even same day.
You could. Yeah, there are some claims a veteran can come in, we can file same day. Mm-hmm. It just depends on how in depth we feel that we need to go to prove to the VA what we're asking for.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm curious if you have kind of the numbers there. How many veterans do you know that are within Jackson County that you helped provide these services for? Are you privy to those numbers at all or not quite?
I mean, we do get a county award report every month that mm-hmm. kind of shows what veterans in the county are receiving. But honestly, there's a federal report that comes out every year that's public facing. That would give that information, gotcha. But I don't know it off the top of my
understandable
top of my head. I wish I did. I should probably keep that number in the top of my head, but I don't have it right now.
No, I completely understand that. With the claims and everything, making an appointment there. Are there any other services that you really want to make sure people may not be aware of, or that you really just want to make sure people are aware of?
Sure.
That the VA,
VA healthcare would be another. I know with the healthcare costs rising the way that they are, and with, you know, inflation and things like that, people struggle with mm-hmm. with their healthcare and paying those things. But VA healthcare may be a good option for people if they're eligible for it.
Yeah.
I highly recommend, if you have a question about it, even if you were denied in the past or if you were told you didn't qualify in the past, some of those rules have changed. So I highly recommend for veterans, if they're at all interested to see if they qualify for VA healthcare, we're happy to help you figure that out. Even if you're on the line and we're not quite sure, we could still apply. The VA can always say no. Yeah. But it's a good thing to apply for VA healthcare if you meet those eligibility requirements.
Gotcha. Okay. And I'm assuming they can help, you guys can help them with that, all those kind of questions.
Yes. Yeah. We'll go through the eligibility requirements if someone comes in and take a look and see. And like I said, if we're not quite sure, mm-hmm. sometimes there can be gray areas.
Yeah.
If we're not quite sure, a lot of times I say, go ahead and apply and, just know that we're unsure if it will go through.
You may never know. Could be, absolutely, that it could be something that they are eligible for.
Right, so, exactly.
Better to file than to not.
Yes, I always think it's better to ask.
Yeah.
Because if you don't ask, the answer will always be no.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do ask, the answer might be yes.
Exactly.
And then there might be benefits and things that you can be connected with.
Absolutely. No, I think that's a pretty good rule of thumb there. I was going to say, we still have a few minutes here before we have to wrap up our conversation. So is there anything else, or do you want to maybe go over some more information about those events coming up here?
Yeah, let's talk quick through our events, because we really want to have a lot of participation. So April 20th at the Bellevue Community Senior Center from 11 to 2, we're going to have that Q&A mm-hmm. With our office. Light lunch will be served. Please RSVP by calling our office, hopefully by April 16th if you can. That would that would be good. Our office number is 563-652-0070. We also have the Senior Wellness Expo, Bloom, Move, and Thrive at the Maquoketa YMCA, April 22nd, 10 a.m. to noon. Lots of great information going to be handed out there. We're really looking forward to it. And then also our Veterans Appreciation Night at the Voice 61 Drive-In. So Thursday, May 28th, gates will open at 6:30 p.m. So free for veterans and their family members in their car. Again, 20% off those concession stands for veterans and their families. No advance tickets needed. Just bring some proof of service. We'll check it at the gate, and we'll hope you'll have a wonderful evening.
Absolutely. I was going to say, I feel one important thing. All of these events are completely free.
Yes, correct.
For the veterans and in that case, the families for that
movie
night.
Yep.
And RSVP, obviously, for the Q&A that's going to be next Tuesday. Just a good time there. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
To
there.
2 p.m.
For
yes.
that one.
Yes.
And then 10 a.m. to noon there.
Yeah.
For the blue. I want to make sure I got those times.
I know. I have a lot to keep track of that week.
Well, honestly, I feel like that's a pretty good thing, though. Making sure that there are a lot of availability for the veterans, for their families, for anyone mm-hmm. who has any questions about it.
Right.
You want to make sure that you have plenty of options there for them that they can then utilize. And it's just it's good to to have those because, you know, the veterans, they've given a lot. Obviously, they've served to protect our country and us. In any kind of way that we can make anything easier for them, always a pretty good idea.
Agreed.
I was going to say, another quick, just kind of minute before we have to wrap things up. If people, again, what's a good number for the people to call the VA?
Sure. So our phone number is 563-652-0070. Another thing, we also have a Facebook page, County Veterans Affairs. So we post a lot of updates. Mm-hmm. You know, if we have a change in office hours, I try to post a lot from the Department of Veterans Affairs, things that are just of interest. They're great articles to read. They may have links to different information. So I highly recommend if you can like and follow that page, please do. We try to keep it updated.
Absolutely. And that's exactly a lot of things, you know, that are available things. You can just follow a link there.
Yes.
Or exactly like an article you can read and everything.
Yes, exactly.
So that they probably, you know, like, share, bookmark that page.
If you're a Facebook person, we recommend, you know, at least take a look at it every once in a while. Right.
And then are you guys also on the county website?
We are. Well? Yes, we are on the county website as well. There's a tab for Veterans Affairs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's also probably just bookmark that one as well.
Yes. Sure. Yep. We try to share information on there as well, especially, you know, if our office hours are changing or something like that.
Because, I mean, I believe it was just last Friday for Good Friday. I believe a lot of the court, actually, I don't know if the courthouse had any of theirs impacted there.
I am unsure of that. Yeah. I know we were
open. I know the city hall had, Maquoketa had closed a few other ones.
Sure.
But yeah. But exactly, sometimes like that, where there's differences between different government buildings and services there.
Yep. Sometimes things happen and, you know, we're out of the office for some reason. Like for our events, we might be out of the office. So it's always good to check just in case.
Absolutely. No, well, I really appreciate you coming on here. Is there anything else you want to leave off with, or do you feel like we've covered everything pretty well there?
I think we've covered everything really well. Just, you know, stop down anytime. Give us a call. We're happy to speak with you and help you determine what benefits you might be eligible for.
Absolutely. Always happy to either take a call or drop in. But again, if you drop in, you know, maybe busy.
You might have to wait.
Probably better to call.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on here. It was great to chat with you.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yes, thank you. You as well.